come from the same program as one of the greatest defenders in all of football right now, J.J. Watt. You got some good J.J. Watt stories we can tell on camera?
Yeah, you can tell all J.J. Watt stories on camera. He doesn't do anything wrong.
Well said.
He took, as a young guy, I was a couple years younger than him, he took me and another teammate on a trip fishing and on water and tubing. That's the word I was looking for. And it was a great time. He was really gracious. He invited us into his home and hung out all day. And it was a special day, and I appreciated that.
You were a lot younger when he was actually there. What was it like watching him on the field, watching him in practice, watching him in games?
Well, I really got a chance to be there when he became J.J. Watt. I think in 2009, was a good player, but we had O'Brien Schofield, Chris Maragos, and some other great defenders. And in 2010, he really grew. And it's fun to see a guy who really worked at it have success because he does everything the right way and just works his tail off, and really happy for him.
You know, and he's not the only great Wisconsin Badger that's in the NFL now. Tell me about how tough it was and how much it's prepared you for maybe the next level, going against some of these offensive linemen, some of these tight ends that are blocking you.
Oh, that's been huge. That's been such a treat for me. I think it's part of the reason I'm the player I am is I just had this conversation a minute ago about our 2010 line. Like 6 or 7 All-Americans, first-round draft picks. There was guys who started as rookies who didn't even play. So that line, I think, really prepared me. And we've had a great line my whole career.
Well, good luck to you. We appreciate talking with you, and can't wait to see what happens.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.